Every late December, I sit down and plan my goals for the coming year. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. It's my way of handling the New Year's resolution issue, and I've been doing it for most of my adult life. I found over the years that New Year's resolutions last only a few days or weeks at best, but goals were always there in front of me. I would write down each goal, a list of around 10 in all, on a small piece of paper that I would carry with me in my wallet. As I traveled with my job, bored in hotel rooms, I would often open my wallet to look at pictures of my wife and my young children, and there it would be, the list. As I opened the paper and began to read, I was amazed that I had actually accomplished a few of the goals on my list. But there were always a few things that still eluded me. It would be a bit embarrassing because the list meant accountability, but I was also re-energized to work on the remaining ones. I divided my list into four sections. First, my health goals. Lose weight, control my blood pressure, work out more frequently, things like that. Then I would look at my personal goals, like being a better husband, father, and friend, and what specific things I was going to do to accomplish these. It's not as simple as saying I'm going to be a better father. It means I'm going to do these specific things on this timetable to be a better father. Then I would list my professional goals, things I wanted to accomplish, start a new business, become a blogger, change jobs, get a promotion, and many other things. And finally, my spiritual goals, like attend Mass more often, read the Bible daily, pray the Liturgy of the Hours, recite a rosary or chaplet every day, and then hold myself accountable for these goals. If it made it to my list, then the goal was set in stone. This past month, I realized that it's that time of year again, and it prompted me to open up my wallet and take out last year's list. As I read down the items, I was really pleased at what I had accomplished, but challenged by a few that I hadn't done or even begun. A small reminder of what I had promised myself, my family, my work, and my God. Now it's back to work. I've got a new list and, God willing, 12 months to complete it. And with God's help, I will. Happy New Year. This is Tony Agnese.